Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Friday, January 16th. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria gave his State of the City address yesterday. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. Yesterday, a four-person space capsule splashed down off our coast.
Splashdown of Crew 11 after 167 days in space.
And we could see more in the future. NASA administrators say they are already preparing for the next space missions. That will include the Artemis II mission, NASA's first moon mission since Apollo 17 in 1972. NASA and SpaceX switched to West Coast splashdowns 2 years ago for easier recovery operations and to avoid debris falling on land. And the calm Pacific Ocean is also a factor. The former Palomar Motel in Chula Vista is being converted into permanent supportive housing. The Union Tribune reported that the motel will be turned into 27 apartments for those experiencing homelessness. 7 of the units will go to veterans. The company that's renovating the motel will also run it and will have a case manager and activities coordinator for residents. California officials recently recognized dozens of colleges as black-serving institutions. 2 of them are here in San Diego County, City College and Mesa College. Ashante Hands is the president of Mesa College. She says this designation will open more doors for black students.
This is not about fixing our students because they are talented, they are capable. It really is about redesigning institutions, right? Our colleges to expand opportunity so that a lot of the barriers are removed.
She says that means strengthening black communities by growing the support systems that are already in place. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria gave his annual State of the City address yesterday at City Hall. One of the first topics Gloria touched on was the city's budget deficit. He says he's cut management positions and outside contracts and moved city employees from rented office spaces into buildings owned by the city. He acknowledged these measures have not been enough to completely balance the city's budget.
That does mean we will have more tough decisions and cuts this year to solve the remainder of the deficit, as well as the unanticipated economic challenges posed by the Trump administration's tariffs and budget cuts that are beyond our control.
Gloria also called out the current administration's immigration policies and said Trump is waging a campaign of fear and terrorizing communities. At a Senate hearing this week, Republican lawmakers accused the Biden administration of resettling unvetted Afghans. Military and veterans reporter Andrew Dyer says the renewed scrutiny comes after a former Afghan ally shot 2 National Guardsmen in November, killing 1.
2 days after the shooting, the State Department indefinitely paused the Afghan Special Immigrant Visa Program, the last remaining immigration option for Afghans under the Trump administration. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley and other Republicans claimed resettled Afghans hadn't been vetted.
We have no idea of their actual background. We have no idea of their potential terrorist connections.
Inspectors General reports found a few gaps in the process in the immediate aftermath of the fall of Kabul, but said they were soon fixed. California Senator Alex Padilla accused Trump and Republicans of exploiting the shooting.
It's been used to justify systematically digging up of old immigration cases and the revocation of green cards. It's been used to institute new travel bans that encompass potentially 1 billion people across the globe.
Dozens of veterans attended Wednesday's hearing to support Afghans, including Afghan EVAC co-founder, San Diego Navy veteran Sean Van Diver.
Dozens and dozens of veterans and battle buddies showed up in solidarity. Every single person in that room that wasn't a government witness was somebody there supporting Afghans.
As of January 21st, the Trump administration is suspending all visa processing from 75 countries, including Afghanistan. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
Rady Children's Hospital frontline workers are the latest to vote to unionize in the county. They say staffing shortages and working conditions are affecting patient care. This week, health reporter Heidi DeMarco says the hospital challenged the vote.
Patient care assistants, food service workers, and medical interpreters are among the groups that voted to unionize this month. They say the delay means ongoing staffing problems remain unresolved. Jose Barrios is a medical interpreter at Rady Children's Hospital.
We experience those burdens of feeling like we're letting families down because we simply have too much on our plates.
In a statement, Rady Children's Hospital says concerns about union conduct during the election campaign and in-person voting prompted them to file an objection with the National Labor Relations Board.
And I think that this was a tactic to delay the inevitable outcome of our victory.
Until the labor board rules, the hospital is not required to begin contract negotiations. If the objections are overruled, the union will be certified and negotiations can begin. If the objections are upheld, the election could be thrown out and redone. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
As of this month, plastic grocery bags are no longer an option at checkout. A new law made California the nation's first state to ban them. And environment reporter Tammy Merga says the state isn't stopping at plastic bags.
Plastic is in abundance. Janice Jones sees it everywhere.
I'm an avid beach walker, have been for decades, and over time started to see more and more plastics washing up on the beach and became very concerned about it and wanted to figure out what I could do to help.
She thought plastic reduction should be tackled with policy, so she began advocating. Now she leads the Surfrider Foundation's Rise Above Plastics program. Jones has successfully pushed San Diego cities to adopt plastic laws, and most recently California's ban on all plastic bags at grocery stores, including those thicker bags. But Jones says they are only half the battle.
When you go into a grocery store, there is so much packaged in plastic that it's really difficult to avoid.
Jones avoids single-use plastic products wherever she can.
When I walk into the market where I regularly shop, I first encounter the bakery section where all the baked goods are in plastic clamshells. And I can walk past that area and go to their actual bakery counter or their deli counter or their meat counter and purchase things there that I can ask to have placed in my own container.
She also shops at local refillery stores like Sonora Refillery in Oceanside.
I come here to refill my shampoo bottle, refill my conditioner bottle, refill my laundry detergent.
Jones says the plastic bag ban may seem like a small action, but
it actually will make a big difference, even though there's so many other plastic products that we're encountering every day.
She says they saw that big difference in a reduction in plastic waste that advocates attribute to bag bans across California. California coastal cleanup data show volunteers removed 65,000 plastic bags from the shoreline in 2010. That figure dropped to about 11,000 in 2017. But then came the pandemic.
It actually went up to an all-time high. So in 2021 alone, California discarded over 230,000 tons of plastic bags.
Jen Engstrom is with the California Public Interest Research Group. She says plastic bag manufacturers
took advantage of people being nervous about bringing their own bag during the pandemic to really push these bags as kind of the default.
Catherine Blake Spear says those bags were seldom recycled, even though they were branded as recyclable. She's the state senator from Encinitas who authored the bag ban law. Banning plastic bags is California's latest big step, but Blake Spear says the bigger effort is in tackling all single-use plastics.
Everything you see is in a single-use plastic product, whether it's the plastic that's wrapped around a sandwich or it's what the cucumbers come in.
California is drafting rules for a landmark law. It will require producers to make packaging and foodware reusable or compostable by 2032. CalRecycle is leading that effort. Jones says you don't have to wait for new laws to take effect. You can start making small changes today.
The best bag is the bag you already have.
This year, Jones says she will push more San Diego County cities to adopt universal plastic laws. Tammy Merga, KPBS News.
The third annual San Diego Rodeo kicks off today at Petco Park. Reporter Jacob Ayer says it begins right after a lawsuit against rodeo organizers alleging animal cruelty wrapped closing arguments.
Cowboys and cowgirls, horses and cattle, all will be on full display this weekend at the San Diego Rodeo. Suhey Rosas is Miss Rodeo California. She lives in Tecate and grew up on both sides of the border in the rodeo scene.
Here specifically at San Diego Rodeo, I'm excited for team roping. It's my favorite event. We have two cowboys, a header and a heeler, who will both rope the head and the legs of the calf and then for the fastest time.
The rodeo's use of animals for sport is the subject of a lawsuit alleging animal cruelty. Attorney Brian Peace gave closing arguments in the lawsuit Thursday. He represents animal rights groups.
What we are seeking is an unfair business practices injunction that would prohibit San Diego Padres as well as C5 Rodeo from engaging in specific acts of cruelty.
Those specific acts include what Peace describes as roping baby calves and slamming them to the ground and using bucking straps on animals. He says at least two horses have been seriously injured or died at the San Diego Rodeo in past years. Peace expects a verdict in the coming weeks. The San Diego Padres did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
This weekend, Bodie Tree Concerts presents the world premiere of the children's opera, Pancho Rabbit and the Coyote. Arts reporter Beth Accomando says it's designed for kids, but everyone can enjoy its themes of love, migration, and hope.
Bodie Tree Concerts is dedicated to performing intentional acts of kindness by using music as a path towards enlightenment and understanding. This weekend, it presents the world premiere of a chamber opera based on the children's book Pancho Rabbit and the Coyote. Anthony Davis composed the score.
I wanted to do something about the border and telling that story about the border with the animal characters. And I think it was very liberating for me as a composer to write with animal characters and get away from kind of a realistic telling of the story.
It's a border story Davis started working on during the first Trump administration.
It's even much more hostile environment now than it was. So I think it's part of the kind of resistance to what I think is a flagrant disregard of human rights and of law, et cetera, that we see at the current time.
Miguel Zazuta sings the role of senior rooster who crosses the border seeking work.
A lot of people don't really know about these stories, about the difficulties and the reality of those people. I think it's important to step into this story and hopefully find empathy and understanding.
Pancho Rabbit and the Coyote will be performed this weekend at the Southwestern College Performing Arts Center. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
Also this weekend, the very funny comedian and podcaster Bobby Lee, who is a native San Diegan, is back in town and performing on Friday and Saturday. Lee's stand-up comedy sets are at the Balboa Theater. On Saturday, Space for Arts exhibit at Art Produce in North Park kicks off. It's called Non-Objective Lessons, a survey of San Diego abstract art. It features pieces from 14 local artists. Tickets can be found at artproduce.org. Last but not least, it is MLK Junior Weekend in America's Finest City. Sunday is the MLK Festival and the 44th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Parade. That's taking place at Waterfront Park from 9 a.m. until 3, with the parade starting at 11 a.m. Whatever you do decide to do this weekend, please enjoy. That's it for the podcast today. This podcast is edited by Brooke Ruth and hosted and produced by me, Lawrence K. Jackson. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.